We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You're listening to Let's Talk Portland, Odyssey Radio Portland's weekly public affairs program. I'm Gary Bloxham. If there's one thing that we've learned during COVID, it's that internet is essential, but not always equal. Comcast is helping to solve that. Let's talk about it. On the show this time, I would like to welcome Rebecca Brown. Rebecca is the Director of Community Impact at Comcast Oregon and Southwest Washington. Hey there, Rebecca.
Hello, Gary. Thank you for having me.
Well, certainly. I thought we'd probably want to get started today by letting everybody know what you do at Comcast.
I have to say, an amazing job.
Yeah.
As you mentioned, I'm the Director of Community Impact, which means I help oversee our philanthropic work within our communities. So I get to work with our community-based organizations, our schools, and the community to help give back and make it a positive impact where our customers and employees live and work.
What kind of philanthropic work does Comcast do, especially your local?
At Comcast, we are committed to making a difference in our communities, and we do this in a variety of ways. One of those is really our Internet Essentials program, which at Comcast, I'm proud to share, we are celebrating a remarkable milestone with our 10th year anniversary of the Internet Essentials program. So that program is about helping those that are not connected to the internet get connected with a low-cost in-home internet product that brings internet to them, plus the opportunity to purchase a computer, a desktop or laptop for under $150, and it provides access to free digital literacy content.
That probably has been so amazing during the pandemic because, there's so many people who just didn't have appropriate or even at all access to the internet or a computer, and our lives became completely online. So how did Comcast handle all of that?
It did, and I think we all knew. I mean, the program launched 10 years ago because we knew there was this digital divide, right? And then in the year, this past year has shown us that, oh my goodness, high-speed internet access, regardless of where you live, what you do, it is imperative to have. It's never been more important. And so through our Internet Essentials program, and especially last year, we offered all new customers 2 free months free of Internet Essentials. So they signed up, their first 2 months were free. We increased the speeds for the sixth time over the course of the program. So it is now, we knew everyone was online working from home. The kids are doing online learning. So that speed is now 50 meg download speed. And we also launched what we call the Internet Essentials Partnership Program last year. And this was a program where we worked with our school districts or community-based organizations in the area who said, okay, we want to step up and help cover the cost of Internet Essentials for our families. We know that price, $9.95, is a fantastic price, but even still, not every family during these times can afford that. So we're going to step in and partner with you to help cover the cost. So I just want to say there are so many great partners out there from Portland Public Schools, Beaverton School District, Eugene, the Salem Kaiser School District that stepped up, and we partnered together to help cover that and work with these families to get them online so that they could do their online learning.
Yeah, it's just become so apparent over the last year that online is just so important to everybody. But you say Internet Essentials, you started this program 10 years ago. So how did it all get started?
I know. It started really focused on families with kids that qualified for the National School Lunch Program, kindergarten through high school, through their senior year. And it looked at those three main barriers for access, which seemed to be cost, hardware, and kind of the knowledge about how to navigate online, right, and do that safely. So we launched and created Internet Essentials in 2011 with a few partners, one of those being Portland Public Schools that I mentioned earlier, and a few other amazing nonprofits such as the Native American Youth and Family Center, Boys and Girls Clubs, and Urban League, and launched this program to help connect those families. And it provided, like I mentioned, that option for a computer, the $9.95 internet. And then over the course of these past 10 years, we expanded eligibility because it wasn't just about the families anymore, right? Like, everyone needs access. So now any individual that is utilizing one or more of a dozen public assistance programs like SNAP, WIC, Medicaid, SSI, they can now apply for Internet Essentials. So that's including our veterans, our seniors, those that live in public housing and might not have children. So now it just, I guess, widened that opportunity for more individuals to get online and get the tools and resources they need to succeed.
Ah, that's crazy work over the last 10 years. How have things changed? Like, how long have you been with Comcast? And if over those 10 years, just the entire world has changed, right?
It has changed. And I have been fortunate enough to be with Comcast. It'll be going on 16 years.
Oh, my goodness.
This year. So I was there at the launch of this particular program. And just how our world's changed, how folks are accessing and contributing, and sort of the economic mobility that we need to be able to thrive sort of in this new digital environment, right? It's definitely morphed, and we're so proud to have continued to, I guess, morph and enhance with those changes, looking at what do our communities need and how can we support that, and how can we ensure that especially our underrepresented communities, those underserved communities, are in the fold and have access to the tools and technology to thrive as well. And so it's been an amazing decade, and I'm proud of the company and our sort of doubling down and our rededicating ourselves to this digital equity work, because we sort of, with this 10-year celebration, are also committing and saying, all right, we're going to commit $1 billion. And yes, Gary, $1 billion over the next 10 years to this digital equity work. We want to ensure that we're preparing students and individuals, that sort of next generation in America, that they have those tools and resources and abilities to exceed in this increasingly digital world. Because, you know, we're all online and we're working from home and we're learning at home. And so I'm excited to see what the next 10 years brings as well.
We're talking today with Rebecca Brown, Director of Community Impact at Comcast Oregon Southwest Washington. Now, Rebecca, just a minute ago, you said digital equity. Tell me about that. Mm-hmm. What do you mean by that? What is that?
Yep. So digital equity, it's about ensuring that, again, no matter where you live, no matter the zip code, no matter your income level, that you are having access to those same tools and resources as your neighbor, perhaps in a different zip code. So it's about ensuring that everyone has access and can participate in this digital world. So for us, that means looking at investing in a number of critical areas, including additional support for our Lift Zone initiative, which maybe we'll talk about in just a moment, Gary, that we launched at the end of last year too. But it's about ensuring that folks have the devices, investing in and giving new laptop and computer donations to those communities that need that. And it's looking at partnering with our community-based organizations in our local communities that are creating opportunities, especially for those low-income Americans, in media, in technology, in entrepreneurship. And we're coming in, helping support and invest in those partners and those programs so that, again, we can ensure that everyone is succeeding.
And Comcast is really doing this locally and nationally, right? It's like all...
We are.
Across the company.
Across the company. You know, just for example, with Internet Essentials, that is across the company. We've connected, you know, over the past 10 years, 10 million individuals across the company. Locally, we've helped connect, I think, almost 350,000 individuals here. Lift Zones that I just mentioned is a national initiative happening across the company. A lot of what we do and our commitment to giving back happens not only locally, but yes, across the nation.
So if somebody does qualify for Internet Essentials, how do they get started? And how do they know if they qualify?
Yes, so there are a couple different ways that folks can apply for Internet Essentials. They can call, we have an 800 number, 1-855-8-INTERNET to apply, or they can go online at internetessentials.com. And I know I say that, wait, they need connectivity, but they can go online and apply. We have made the application website very mobile device friendly. They could go online and they're sort of, you know, they start with entering their address and moving through the application process, and it will determine if they are eligible. I would say kind of the three main things to think about for someone when they want to apply for Internet Essentials is, one, do they live in a Comcast serviceable area? So could they get Xfinity or Comcast services? Are they utilizing one of those public assistance programs that I mentioned earlier? And are they currently not an Xfinity Internet subscriber today? So they're not connected. They need connectivity. This is where they would go and apply.
Well, I guess that makes perfect sense. You need to be in a Comcast service area.
You do. And while I know we don't cover the entire state, predominantly, you know, cover from the Portland metro area down the I-5 corridor to Albany, Corvallis, Eugene. And we're excited because we're continuing to expand and provide services. We just announced we'll be building into Woodburn. So, so more folks will be able to get Internet Essentials.
And Internet Essentials, just so I have this right, it's more for like a household, an individual or a family. Is that correct?
It is. It's an in-home internet connection. So for anyone in the home that needs internet connectivity, this is a program that they could look to apply for.
And there is another program for businesses. Am I correct on that?
You are correct on that. It's called the Comcast RISE program, and RISE actually is an acronym. It stands for Representation, Investment, Strength, and Empowerment. And goodness, in light of the year last year that we all faced, we launched this program in October to really focus on those hit hardest by COVID-19, those small businesses, and really around the BIPOC community. So it's a multi-year, multifaceted initiative that looks to support BIPOC small-owned businesses, and it provides either customized technology makeovers or marketing support, whether that be creating and producing a marketing campaign and then airing it on the Comcast cable networks. But it is about supporting these businesses and helping them thrive in a year where they've just been hit so hard. And this program, it's a self-nomination program. Those businesses interested in applying, there is an application process open now. They can visit rise.com and they self-nominate themselves. And I believe the application deadline is May 7th.
Okay. Wow, that's amazing, because all small businesses have been hit so hard by this pandemic. It's just insane.
They have, and it's one more way that the company has looked at what's going on and how we can help, how can we utilize our tools and resources to help our local communities not only survive, but thrive, and we're really excited about this program. And in fact, we've just awarded 50 local businesses right now in our local community with either those marketing or technology makeovers.
That's awesome.
And it is. I'm so excited. And I have to just share, Gary, that that web address is ComcastRise.com. I believe I just said Rise.com earlier, but ComcastRise.com.
Very good. ComcastRise.com. So you say 50 individual businesses have been impacted by this just since October.
Right, and just in our community. So this is a program, like you mentioned, that is happening nationally, but in our, you know, Oregon, Southwest Washington area, there's 50 businesses that we've helped support. And those are businesses like construction, a construction company that is owned by this amazing Black woman. It's nail salons, it's bakeries, it's restaurants, I believe like a clinical social worker company, the auto painting. There's a tax prep company for the Latinx community. These are the types of businesses that we're helping support and get back on their feet.
That's awesome. That's so great. I want to also hear about the Comcast employees who are part of this, that go out and do the marketing and the makeovers and things like that. Tell me about those people.
So those employees with Comcast Rise, it's partnering with our Effective side of the house. So Effective is our sort of marketing arm of Comcast that does online and cable advertising. And these employees there are just so fantastic. And we're setting them up to have these conversations with these business owners about their need and a messaging that they want to create. And so it's just matching our employees with these businesses and helping create those plans and getting them set to succeed here in the future.
That's awesome. So great. We're talking today with Rebecca Brown, Director of Community Impact at Comcast Oregon Southwest Washington. A little bit ago, Rebecca, you mentioned another program you guys have going on called Lift Zones. Tell me about Lift Zones. You've got so much going on.
We do. Well, so much happened, right, last year. And we wanted to look at, again, how could we support our communities in this difficult time? And so Lift Zones is a new initiative that we also launched last year in response to the pandemic. And these are where we look at partners within our community where we can establish Wi-Fi connected safe spaces within our community. So at community centers, boys and girls clubs that are safely gathering, especially our youth who might not be able to stay at home because their parent is an essential worker and has to go to work, or they don't have internet at home. So they are coming to these locations to do their online learning, to get connected to a computer. And we are coming in and sort of elevating and installing Wi-Fi, like a high-speed Wi-Fi connectivity, so that ensuring that these kiddos, when they come in, that they're getting online, if they're doing their Zoom classes or Google Meet classrooms, and they're able to connect safely, securely, fastly. They're not dropping off and having internet connectivity issues. And so we're coming in and looking at those partners and establishing Lift Zones throughout our community. And like I said, this launched last year, and we have now established about 18 different Lift Zones here in our region, sort of up from Vancouver, Washington, down in Eugene.
Oh, awesome. That's so great.
Yes. Yes, we're very excited about it. And we've heard from the partners, such as we've set these up with several Boys and Girls Clubs throughout the community, with Portland Parks and Recs Community Centers, with the YMCA, and we're hearing that it truly is making a difference, that these kids are coming in, they're accessing their content, the staff is able to kind of do the work that they need to do on their network. And these kids are now kind of on their own separate network and conducting their online learning. And it's just been a huge impact for how everyone is operating right now online.
Do you have a story you could share with us about a positive impact? What changes have you seen?
I have. There's one that sticks a lot in my mind. When we did an event and sort of a support with Self Enhancement Inc., otherwise known as SEI, in the area, we heard about this family shared their story about this girl trying to do her work online. They didn't have a computer and they didn't have internet in their apartment complex. And so she was going out in the evenings during the day, like on their cell phone, trying to find some Wi-Fi connectivity outside of the apartment so that she could do her schoolwork. And imagine typing a paper or completing your math homework, right, on a phone outside. You're not even in the comfort of your own home to be able to complete that work. And we were able to, one, in Self-Enhancement, Inc., to let them know about Internet Essentials, get signed up so that then they could have internet in the home. And we also did like a laptop giveaway for about 100 plus families there. So every family got to have their own computer to take home. So now they have the hardware, they have the resources, and they have the connectivity. They have that opportunity now to do what they need to do and to thrive and to succeed. And so it was just those kinds of stories and how you hear how imperative it is and how this is sort of life-changing, not only for that young girl, but then her mother for telehealth right now, right? For accessing doctor's appointments or perhaps when looking for a job to search what's out there and to submit a resume. It's pretty impactful and pretty incredible. And I'm so humbled and proud that we have a program that is helping these families and these individuals.
Internet Essentials by Comcast really is, like the word you just used, is really giving people the opportunity that they didn't have before.
Exactly. I mean, it's just about bringing that, I guess, that access and what we said, bringing that opportunity to them to see what else is out there, to see beyond. And it's exciting to see how these kids grow and how they're succeeding. And now, you know, we've heard like grades have improved, they might've found a new interest that they didn't know about otherwise, because they were exposed to something that they found online. So it's pretty powerful and incredible when you help ensure that everyone is connected, how we can sort of, we all are better and thrive together, right? When we're all, I guess I'd like to say we're all stronger together, right? Rather than on your own. So, yeah.
Well, I want to know how you guys are doing all this community impact and the socially distant thing all at the same time. You know, we're still in some strange times. How is Comcast handling all this, trying to everybody be in their own space?
Right. So we've had to pivot, right, and adapt to this new environment right now. And like I said, it's looking at those initiatives like list zones where we know there are certain partners and community centers that are doing things safely, practicing social distancing, masks required, that we can come in and support. But a lot of it is now sort of supporting in a virtual environment too. For example, like our employee volunteerism efforts, we've had Comcast Cares Day, what's known as Comcast Cares Day, for the past 20 years, where it's the day of volunteering in our communities with our partners to make a difference. And obviously we're not gathering in person right now like that. So we've morphed and created sort of virtual volunteer opportunities for our employees to get involved with. And it's about getting creative and still trying to make a difference. And I just have to say a huge shout out to all the amazing community-based organizations that have also had to pivot and get creative and how they still support our communities. And it's pretty incredible to see how resilient our communities are and how we can still get things done, even in this virtual environment.
Absolutely. Rebecca, it really sounds like you like your job.
I have to say I love my job, and I'm incredibly lucky to be able to work with organizations like the Arc Lane County, like NAYA, the Native American Youth and Family Center, like Big Brothers, Big Sisters. They're just like free geek in Portland. I'm rattling off a handful, but these are incredible organizations doing important work, and we're proud to help support them as we can. And that I get to help be a part of that. I'm very thankful and I enjoy what I do.
Awesome. Well, thank you for doing what you do. It's important work.
Well, thank you. And thank you for helping us share and with our communities and ensure that everyone knows about these programs. So if you are a BIPOC small-owned business and want to apply for the RISE program, visit ComcastRISE.com. Or if you are an individual or a family that needs internet, please visit InternetEssentials.com to learn more and let us know how we can help.
Great stuff. Thank you so much. We've been talking today with Rebecca Brown, Director of Community Impact at Comcast Oregon Southwest Washington. Thanks again.
Thank you, Gary.
If you'd like to hear this interview again, just search for Let's Talk Portland on the Odyssey app. Let's Talk Portland is an Odyssey Portland public affairs program.